Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Erica Fifield. We're going to be talking about an event coming up over there in Walnut, a 5K. Good morning to you, Erica.
Good morning.
Erica, when and how do we get into this 5K run walk?
All right. It is our second annual Walnut 5K Fun Run Walk, and it is going to be held Saturday, May 31st. Our registration time is from 10 to 10:45. And the kids' 100-yard dash starts at 10:45 with the 5K starting at 11.
All right. 5K, you know, when you say 5K, now people who do this all the time, you don't think about it. That's 3 miles. Uh-huh. That's, you know, almost anybody can walk, at least walk, 3 miles if you kind of take it easy. And you don't care if it takes a while, right?
No. Just, the average person can usually walk about 3 miles an hour. So.
Yeah.
I mean, if you walk, you can push a stroller, you can do just about anything. We're not too strict on our rules. So
okay.
Come on over and have some fun.
And then if you're going to really run, boy, that won't take very long at all.
No.
So, and it's great you have something special for the kids with their 100-yard dash, and they'll kind of get that done, and then when that's done, you're ready to start on the 5K.
You bet.
Okay.
We got some more stuff for the kids. We have bounce houses that are coming from the YMCA, a couple face painters. We have a snow cone machine and some popcorn machines, so there'll be stuff for the kids to do all morning.
Oh, great. Sounds like fun. Now, where do people need to come to register?
We are going to be the start of the race, and the registration is all going to be at the Walnut City Park. It's 404 North Street, right by the Ball Diamonds and the splash pad. So if it's nice afterwards, let the kids have some fun in the water.
What a great opportunity. If you haven't been there to see the splash bed, what a great opportunity to come and enjoy that too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. When was that completed, Erica? Do you recall? I mean, it's fairly recent.
It's been a couple years since they've gotten that all done, and it's been a great asset for Walnut to have.
I'm guessing that has brought people to town that, you know, swimming is great, but this is something special.
Yes, exactly, and it's free, and so that attracts a lot of families, and it's right in the park area, so you can have lunch under the shelter. There's swing sets and all those fun things as well, so it all works out really good for the community.
Could be a nice Sunday afternoon, nice Saturday afternoon. And now with longer evenings, you know, you can go in the evening, as you say, have your picnic supper and just have a good time in the park.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly.
Now, you said this was your second annual.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about how that got started, and I believe you're honoring somebody as you do this.
Yes, this is the second annual. It's just the Walnut 5K, but each year we're kind of doing a different name for it. This year it's called the Lunch Lady Run. Deb Peterson from Walnut, a year ago in December, was diagnosed with ALS. Up until that point, she had been in the lunchroom working with the kids, serving lunches and helping out at the school, I would guess around 10 years. It was after I graduated, so not really sure. She also has helped with the Peace Church Sunday School. She's been on the Peace Haven Board. The Optimist Car Show, she helps with the Walnut Prom Supper. She's had 2 very active kids in the Walnut School, so she's been to thousands of events there. So she's just very well known in the community, and this was just one way to show our support for her. She is wheelchair bound, so now it's like a way to show her that we will walk for her. Mm-hmm. We will be there every step of the way with her.
And that support is so important to her. I'm sure that all that sort of that energy kind of will help her out in terms of her just her own energy level and what she's capable of doing. It kind of gets absorbed by a person, I think.
Yes, and it's so nice to see a community really come together and pull together. Last year we did it for a gentleman by the name of Gene Eblin, and last year it was Jogging for Gene. He was a double amputee due to complications from diabetes, and this was our first event, and I didn't have a clue what to expect. I had just recently become into running the last few years, and so with 4 weeks, we planned this event. I was anticipating hoping for, praying for 50 people, and I had 137 registered runners last year. So with that in mind, we have 70-plus pre-registered already this year, and I'm looking forward to a great turnout.
You bet. It's, well, for one thing, the running has become so much more popular. More people are interested in it than even, as you say, you're fairly recent to the whole running thing, and it's just become so much more popular.
Yes, I agree. It's something that, this is a distance that people can just get started with, and it's just attainable. It doesn't have to be fast, and anyone can get out and do this kind of a 5K.
Erica, what's the longest one you've run?
Well, 5K is actually the max for my running, but I am doing a triathlon on Sunday in Omaha, so I'm going to add the 5K to the biking and the swimming beforehand. So,
oh, good. Now, have you done those before?
This will be my first one.
Oh, you're just into all this new kind of stuff, Erica. Give yourself a challenge.
Well, yes, exactly.
Sounds like fun. And part of this, that you can go out and run, walk by yourself, but a part of this, I think, is the sociability, too.
Exactly. I've gotten to know more people, and it's just fun to be able to go meet up with a group of girls or friends and go for a run for the afternoon. Doesn't have to be a long one, but anything to get you moving. It's good for your health. It's good for your heart. Mm-hmm. Makes you feel better when you're done. And you get to talk most of the time with your friends. So it all works out great.
Great fun. Well, now when we talk about Walnut, for a lot of us, there's an event that comes to mind that's been going on a little more than 2 years.
Yes, it has.
So can you give us, just remind us when the Antique Walk is and any details you'd like to give us about that.
Sure. It is every year it's Father's Day weekend, and this year it is June 13th, 14th, and 15th. They've started doing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's vendors from all over the U.S. that come and flood the streets, and they set up their shops, and you can browse, or you can sell, or you can buy. So there's something usually there for everybody.
And it seems to me that it keeps spreading. You know, it started out kind of on the main street, and then it started on a little ways down, a couple side streets. And now it's just, it seems to me, keep growing and growing.
You're correct. It is getting bigger and bigger every year, and it's kind of starting earlier and earlier.
Yes.
So people start coming in about Wednesday. And
looking for the bargains.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. And then there's the food.
Oh, yes, great food. All the churches put on a really good food stand. The firemen have a great breakfast in the mornings. There's usually kids walking the streets with water or frozen yogurt bars. There's just lots of everything. Funnel cakes, I believe, are there. And
the putt-putt ice cream.
Yes, there you go.
One of my favorites. So, again, great time. And you know, come and go whenever you want to. You can make a whole day out of it if you're a serious shopper, or just stop by and talk to some folks. I know 1 year you said vendors from across the United States. 1 year I was there, I talked to a vendor who was from Canada.
Well, that's very cool.
Yes, yes. So you never know where people are going to be from when they come to sell, or just, you know, engage in conversation with somebody there. And people come from all over to use the bed and breakfast, the motels, the wherever. I'm sure they're all full around the area.
Oh, yes. Time to get in. I would have been last year to try and find a hotel.
You are absolutely right, Erica. So Walnut has a lot of things going for it. And again, if you haven't been there for a while, I think I haven't seen the splash, splash pad.
Yes.
I need to get over and see that, because I know when we talked about it, that was a great kind of community involvement to get all that done.
Exactly.
So.
I know Walnut has a website. I talked to the city hall yesterday, and it's www.walnutiowa.org, and that's just all spelled out.
Okay.
It has a link to all of the upcoming events. It has the Antique Walk. It has the Antique City Car Show, which is the first Sunday in August, and that's the 22nd annual. And then our new town team baseball team, which is the Cadoc Colts.
All right. Lots of things going on.
Yes, exactly.
WalnutIowa.org.
Yes, WalnutIowa.org.
Right. Okay, so just remind us now, this coming Saturday is the run walk.
Yes.
Yep. And what time do they need to be there to register?
Come on over to the Walnut City Park. Registration is from 10 to 10:45. There's a light breakfast beforehand. The kids' 100-yard dash is 10:45. The 5K will start at 11. There are prizes for age group winners. Kids get participant prizes, and we have a pulled pork and hot dog luncheon afterwards.
All right. Get on over to Walnut. We want to thank you very much, Erica Fifield, for visiting with us.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
Thanks. Until next time, here's the thought. The best way to glow is to throw the spotlight on someone else.